The classic postcard view of the town of Unalaska isn't what it used to be. The nation's oldest Russian Orthodox church still towers in front of a bay backed by tundra-covered mountains. Now there's also a bright orange 200-foot barge floating in between them. KUCB's John Ryan found out it's parked there for the long haul with the aim of improving shipping safety throughout the Aleutian Islands.
The bright orange barge is the most visible element of a private effort to improve safety for the thousands of big ships that pass through the Aleutians each year.
It is a bit loud.
Dan Magone runs Magone Resolve Marine Services in Unalaska. He just got a state permit to put the barge in the bay for the next 5 years. Magone has been in the emergency ship repair and salvage business on the island for decades. He says a lot of research was done before putting the barge in front of the beach that's been the heart of Unalaska Village for centuries.
We didn't just flippantly go anchor it up right in front of town beach. We looked for every alternative, and just in the greater Unalaska Bay, there wasn't another safe place to put a tank barge.
The tank barge can be used to store oil that's been offloaded from a ship in trouble before the oil spills into the sea.
They prevent a terrific amount of pollution by doing that. Once it spills into the environment, you don't get very much of it back no matter what you do, especially in an environment like we have up here.
The Aleutian Islands sit in the middle of the Great Circle shipping route across the Pacific. Every month, a couple hundred big cargo and tanker ships motor through Unimak Pass, just east of Dutch Harbor. And about once a week, a big chemical tanker goes through the pass with hazardous cargo like ammonia or pesticides. If the big ships run into trouble in the pass or elsewhere in the Aleutians, it can take a long time for the right kind of help to reach them. So Magone's parent company, Resolve Marine in Florida, and the National Response Corporation in New York aim to address that. Their joint venture, called One Call Alaska, also has other vessels in Dutch Harbor, along with firefighting systems, 7 oil skimmer machines, and 30,000 feet of oil containment boom. Magone says all those new assets will make it much quicker to respond to maritime accidents along the 1,000-mile Aleutian chain.
I think right now that they brought additional equipment is certainly a good thing.
Ed Page is essentially Magone's competitor. He's the head of Alaska Maritime Response Network. The nonprofit network has spill equipment in Dutch Harbor and Adak and a dozen other locations in western Alaska. Page says the new equipment might not be good for safety in the long run. Spill prevention efforts are funded by the fees that companies make by being the on-call responders for those big cargo ships. Now there are 2 competing outfits for those fees, where there used to be just one.
Overall, it'd be probably less money available to pay for 2 organizations and their overhead and operating costs, and leaving less money available to actually allocate to oil spill response equipment and prevention measures.
Page says he's concerned that improved safety in the Aleutians could come at the expense of safety in the rest of western Alaska. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.